Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In Hardin County, they've just finished up their first season of the POP Club. That would be the Power of Produce Club aimed at youngsters. Local Extension agent Dana Parrott on the concept.
Well, actually, it kind of came from a conversation with my Farmers Market Board president. She had seen it done in some other states and knew that there wasn't anything like that around here, and they were interested in getting more kids to the market.
Parrott secured a grant from UK's School of Human Environmental Services. A local bank matched that grant dollar for dollar, with which they offered cash to the kids.
And they had the option to taste a new food. We had a taste kitchen, and then we had an activity center. For each thing that they did, they got $2 to spend at the farmer's market.
They did ag-related learning activities and food tasting, for both earning $4, for one, just $2.
That way they learned that the more things they do, the more money they earn. And then we allowed them to either spend that money that day, or they could save their money, come back the next time, get more money, and then have even more money to spend. The activities always focused on produce. We did do protein as well. That way they got their nutrition lessons through that, but then they got that financial management lesson with their own money to spend as well.
Community group buy-in with financial support and volunteer help included Farm Credit MidAmerica, Farm Bureau, the local Cattlemen's Association, and others. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Hardin County Extension agent Dana Parrott says the POP Club kids tried new foods, learned basic financial lessons, and boosted traffic at the farmer's market.
We handed out just under $3,000 in POP bucks. So that's $3,000 that the kids themselves spent. And so imagine if their parents spent money, you know, while they were there, the financial amount that it brought to the market.
Parrott says most of the food tasted was presented in raw form, with one young man defying all odds with a new food favorite.
So we had raw beets, and he got so excited, and he said, "This tastes delicious," and I had no idea. And he actually ran to his mom, who was in line with one of the vendors, and he said, "Please buy some beets. I will eat these at home." And he actually did come back, and I would say, "Have you been eating beets?" And he said, "Actually, yeah, I've been packing them in my lunch."
POP, the Power of Produce Club in Hardin County. It could have potential in more communities. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.